Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
And finally on the program tonight, markets and company news. It's a Wednesday. That means Fahima Adia from Momentum Securities. Fahima, good evening to you and a very warm welcome. And the JSE really performing well in late afternoon trade, up by nearly 1.5%, 90,164 on my screen. That's the all share. What's driving this momentum?
Good evening, Jeremy. Thanks for having me. Yes, it's been a great day on the JSE. Like you said, we've seen it move past that 90,000 point mark. And that was really driven by the industrial sector. I'd say the retailers in particular were up today, bouncing back after we saw it sell off quite a bit before. So I'd say it was just quite oversold. And ArcelorMittal was also up quite nicely, more than about 15%. So I think what's just driving the improvements in that stock and in resources overall has just been improved sentiment from China after they announced those further stimulus measures, which would be good for commodities. So I think overall, those are the factors that have just really contributed.
And I guess promise of some assistance from government is driving ArcelorMittal.
Yes, so I think government also is trying to set aside funding for infrastructure and so forth as per the recent budget, and you know, to try and help the business out in that sense would also be promising for ArcelorMittal.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about retailers. Just looking at some of them today, Mr. Price there leading the pack up by almost 7%. Pepco not doing too badly, and Woolies, which has been on the back foot for a while, is up almost 4%. Big day tomorrow. We will get a decision from the Monetary Policy Committee on an interest rate decision. Looks this afternoon as if economists are split on that. Most are expecting cuts at some point during 2025, but not necessarily tomorrow. And we also have a reasonably annual benign inflation number out tonight.
Yeah, so it looks like the market does seem divided in terms of that Reserve Bank rate cut tomorrow, whether the Reserve Bank will keep the rate steady or whether it will cut it by 25 basis points. And I guess it's very difficult to say, considering that the geopolitical uncertainty seem to be increasing. There's also a lot of these increased tariffs, there's tariff wars and so forth, which would have an impact on our rand and the inflation rate. But yeah, so far inflation does seem stable, and that may give the Reserve Bank some confidence to cut the rate. But I do think they could also potentially err on the side of caution and maybe even just take a wait and see approach.
Fahima, just looking at gold bullion, hitting an all-time high late last week, tonight $3,035 an ounce, there or thereabouts. Obviously, this is having an impact on gold shares on the JSE, but I guess investors would be asking how much longer this is going to run.
Yes, it's been a great few weeks for gold, and it looks like what's really driving that better performance has been the weaker dollar, which makes gold cheaper for foreign investors. Also, the increased geopolitical tensions we referred to and the trade wars have also resulted in investors turning to it as a safe haven. I do think we'll continue to see strength in the gold price as a lot of central banks, such as China and India, have been diversifying away from the dollar by investing in gold. And now, given these recent tensions with the U.S., it will probably only increase central banks' appetite for gold in an attempt to just diversify even further away from the dollar. So it's likely we could still see some further gains here.
And this is an interesting story about a little bit of dissatisfaction, I think. African Rainbow Capital Investments are throwing in the towel with a listing on the JSE. And I'm reading this afternoon that there is a general trend about wider investor distaste for investment holding companies. Is that all there is to it, or do you think there's more?
So that's, yeah, it's true that investors generally, they don't really like these investment holding companies. They often trade at a big discount to their net asset value. But I would say for African Rainbow Capital in particular, it's actually, we've seen some pretty decent performance, and we've seen that discount to the net asset value narrow in the past few months. And that's just because they've got a very promising business there. And that's TymeBank, which I would say is really the jewel in the crown. It's been doing very well in Asian markets like the Philippines. So if you look at the results they released yesterday, it reflects that TymeBank now has more than 10 million customers. If you look at Time Global, the customer base there has more than doubled to 5 million, which is quite impressive. They actually said last year they'd have plans to list the business in New York in a few years. So it seems that now they want to delist it, saying that it's because the stock has traded at a discount to NAV over the years, and also because they want to re-domicile this business from Mauritius to South Africa. But I do think that it does hold a lot of value for investors, and the offer price that they are giving doesn't really seem to take into account the real value there of TymeBank. So it will be interesting to see if investors vote in favor of this.
And Fahima, this was a note out late yesterday, Remgro flagging a 43% jump in half-year profit, talks about improved performance across its very big portfolio, also lower finance costs. And for so many investors, in one way or another, we are touched by Remgro, aren't we?
Yes, exactly. And it's good to see that they've seen such a strong improvement in performance, because they have been trying to turn this business around and really reduce that discount to NAV. Again, this is an investment holding company, so it's had those issues. But they seem to have made some good progress there. So last year, you know, they sold off Distell. They also delisted Mediclinic. So the portfolio is now mainly composed of unlisted investments. So it does look like this new strategy is bearing fruits for the business.
And its share price up by just over 2.25% today. Now, a share that we haven't spoken about for a while, I don't think, and that's Bytes. And its shares really rocketing. The reason given, high software, AI, and IT services. I guess that's pretty self-explanatory, particularly in the AI space.
Yeah, so it was quite a solid set of results. It looks like they achieved a milestone with the invoiced income exceeding £2 billion for the first time, saying there's been pretty strong demand for the software and IT services, like you said. Gross profit growth was also up quite nicely. So it is quite good to see that they've been quite resilient in the UK market, considering the overall, you know, slower growth there and consumer that's been under more pressure.
But the point that I made about driving this, and they're pinning a lot of hope on greater AI adoption as well as cloud services, and that, but particularly as far as AI is concerned, that really is a play for the future.
Yes, exactly. They've invested quite a bit into that AI space, and I think that will definitely help improve their profits and their growth in the future.
There were some impressive numbers, and this is a final one out from Old Mutual. The chief executive officer quoted today as saying that all the building blocks are now in place for the group's integrated financial services strategy. And of course, the official launch of its bank just around the corner.
Yes, yes. So they reported quite a solid set of results yesterday. The adjusted headline earnings per share was up 17%. And it looks like the CEO is now stepping down after he's taken quite a lot of time to restructure and reposition the company for success going forward. I think the results were quite decent, you know, considering that the consumer has been under a lot of pressure. They did note that household debt to disposable income remains quite high at 62%, so that high interest rate environment was challenging. It is a concern, I think, to see that household debt is still that high, considering we had those large withdrawals from the two-pot system last year. So it just shows how much pressure the consumer still really is under.
And if you're a shareholder, the share price today is up by around 1.8%. We're going to leave it there. Talk next week. Fahima Adia, thank you very much indeed from Momentum Securities.
Hot Business on Hot 1027 with MoneyWeb.
And that's where we're going to leave Hot 1027 Business with MoneyWeb for this evening. Back tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Good night. Thank you for listening and stay invested.
Hot Business on Hot 1027 with MoneyWeb.